By the way, if you're a Roman Catholic and you compartmentalize like a coward and say, well, personally, I'm pro-life, but politically, I'm pro-abortion, you're going to hell.
Yeah, well, so, you know, and Dan,
because
I'm
aborting unborn babies is a violation of human rights. It's an injustice. It doesn't matter if you're a Catholic or an atheist or a Jew. It doesn't matter. It's a violation of human rights. And if you don't have the guts to stand up for the 1.6 million unborn who are destroyed in this country, you're a coward. And you're going to have a real problem on Judgment Day.
And I'll tell you, the Republicans have been notoriously lax in... I have to say that I truly believe that abortion should have never entered the political arena. I don't think that the political arena is the proper place for it. That is strictly a moral issue, and I'm like you.
They passed legislation on it. They want taxpayers to pay for it.
Sure. And when Roe versus Wade came down, it changed the whole atmosphere of this thing and made it political. And I think historically the Republicans have had a hard time standing up and saying what they believe on that, because they know that they look at the polls. I thought it was very interesting how Pence brought up the late term stuff, because nobody likes that.
Killing babies while they're sliding down the birth
Barack
canal.
Except Obama.
Yeah. Right, the Born Alive Infant Act, which came up twice in the Illinois legislature, or maybe three times, where a baby survives an abortion attempt.
Look at Barack Obama's voting record on that.
And he killed it in committee, no pun intended.
Yeah.
He killed it in committee in Illinois. So a baby survives an abortion attempt, you can still kill it in the great state of Illinois, the land of Lincoln. Well, what do you expect from the land of Lincoln? 249-5800 puts you on the radio, 249-5800.